talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. By the way, as I said before in the first hour, the lines to me are down. The lines to the station are not down. So if you have a comment or you have a question, either text it or call the station, 844-967-2789, and then give it to Luke. Luke, the producer. Luke is also the host of Dueling Tangents in the afternoon. Luke and Brian, 2 p.m., great show. You got to listen to that. But he is multi-talented. He's producing this show. And then Luke will get it to me, and I will respond. Well, an amazing thing. I wouldn't have thought that this would happen in Wisconsin. You know, Gableman, you know, the Frankenstein of the Republican Party lurching around the state with an indefined, undefined mission, ill-defined mission, ultimately simply to falsely cast doubt in the election, to set up interference in the next election. And by the way, I don't know if you ever read or saw Frankenstein. What you probably saw is young Frankenstein. You probably saw Mel Brooks. But some people have seen Frankenstein. Remember something, Frankenstein was the name of the doctor, the scientist who created the monster. Frankenstein was simply the monster, but everybody talks to him about him as Frankenstein. Gableman's Frankenstein is Voss. Gableman's the monster. Lurching around the state. Now, here's what he's done. You all know the backstory. You all know the backstory. Trump threatened Voss right in the middle of the Republican convention earlier this year. Voss knew that the election had been done superbly, knew that Wisconsin's an honest state, and he got scared. And the day after he was threatened by Trump to do a cyber ninja audit or else, Voss caved. He crumpled like a cheap suit. And what he did was he immediately retained Gableman and initially said that Gableman would get $44,000 and he'd hire four guerrillas, former cops with Republican connections, conspiracy connections, some of them, at something like $9,000 each. And that was it. Then that blossomed. You know, wasting tax dollars by Republicans always blossoms. Now it's 670 or 80 grand, and it has no limit to who he can hire. And Voss doesn't review his bills. And he does not review the bills of the consultants or why they're being hired or who they are or what their expertise is. And by the way, your tax dollars are paying for that. Did you know that? Your tax dollars are paying for this. When the professionals of the Wisconsin Election Commission and the clerks around the state have counted and recounted and recounted, audited, and then Milwaukee and Dane County were recounted again because Trump paid the money to have another recount. And the result was Biden won by a greater margin, by a couple hundred more votes than he had before. Well, now it comes out that Voss's Gableman, Frankenstein's monster, paid, among other things, $7,250 to a West Virginia firm, Kane and Associates. Kane and Associates. A guy named Nate Kane. I have the faintest idea what he did, why he should get $7,250 from me. I mean, I don't know how much you paid in state taxes last year. Some people didn't even pay $7,250. Some paid a lot more. I don't care what you paid. Why should it go to Nate Kane of West Virginia? He's the one who said that on December 5th in a podcast, quote, there will be a civil war if the results of this election are not audited. And by the way, he was talking about the November 3rd election of a year ago. And then he said, there will not be a peaceful transition of power. Nate Kane of West Virginia, who calls himself Nate Kane and Associates, but it's a guy from West Virginia, given at least $7,200, $7,250 by Gableman of your tax dollars. And Nate Kane said right after the election on December 5th of last year, there'll be a, quote, a civil war if the results of this election aren't audited and there will not be a peaceful transition of power. And he was partially right, because on January 6th, a month later, insurrectionists went in, five people were killed, two insurrectionists were killed, and one was trampled to death and the other one was shot. And they put up a gallows to hang the vice president. And they went through the hall shouting, hang Mike Pence. And a lot of them got probation. You know, hey, at some point, I don't care if you're Republican, independent, Democrat, whatever you are, at some point, if people burst into the Capitol, felony trespass is closed to them, to everybody, to hang the vice president. Why wasn't there a Ku Klux Klan Act 1871 statute claim against all of them for conspiracy? For conspiracy to murder the vice president. Conspiracy to murder the vice president. And Nate Kane, who just got $7,250 out of my tax dollars and your tax dollars, is the guy who said there'd be a civil war and not be a peaceful transition of power. Why is Wisconsin aligning itself with that against your will, at your expense? Not only against your will, they reach into your pocket and take your wallet and say, excuse me, I'm going to use some of this. Why is that permitted? Why is that permitted? It's permitted because there's a gerrymandered legislature that gives the Republicans 2/3, almost a veto-proof majority, not quite, when they get 50% and sometimes less of the statewide vote. The Voting Rights Act would have changed that. One of the provisions of the new Voting Rights Act would have been getting rid of gerrymandering. It would have set up fair maps commissions in every state for federal elections, which inevitably would control state elections because people aren't going to want to try to rejigger after the congressional map has been set based on the congressional map. And Manchin Sinema are blocking it. Manchin and Sinema are blocking it. Manchin gets a lot of donations from power companies, Sinema a lot from pharmaceutical companies. She's raised about $6 million in the last year and a half. Manchin, I think, 4 or 5. In West Virginia, that's manna. That's a godsend, manna from heaven. I mean, be on every TV station in West Virginia. And in one sense, I'm glad. I'm glad we keep a Democratic seat. But he thinks he can basically screw his own state in return for being returned and swaggered through Congress, through the Senate. What has he accomplished? He hasn't accomplished anything. It's his donors that don't want an end to gerrymandering. Do you understand that? It's his donors, not his constituents. 70% of the people in West Virginia, when they're polled, say they want voting rights. In Arizona, it's almost as high. It's the pharmaceutical companies and others who want to keep Republican control of state legislatures. So let's be honest about this thing. So how did it penetrate Wisconsin? How in God's name did it penetrate Wisconsin, the land of Fighting Bob La Follette? You know, Wisconsin was a crooked state at the end of the 19th century. There's a guy named Fighting Bob La Follette who was elected DA of Dane County. Believe it or not, DA of Dane County. He was just a lawyer, but he's sort of like Abraham Lincoln. He got a lot of his buddies and they said, we're not putting up with crooked stuff anymore. And they elected him. And then he went on to a great career as governor, senator. He actually ran for president on a Progressive Party ticket in the early 20s. He cleaned up Wisconsin. And then the Progressives Republicans were thrown out by the so-called stalwart Republicans, and they merged into the modern Democratic Party at that great convention in Green Bay in 1949. I knew people who were at that convention. They were quite elderly, and I was quite young when I met them. Bill Proxmire was at that convention. So was Gaylord Nelson. Gaylord Nelson was one of the Republican progressives at this, and he switched to Democrat. Pat Lucey, Bill Proxmire, my friends and mentors, were the Democrats. They accepted Gaylord Nelson into the Democratic Party. Tom Fairchild, a great judge that I clerked for in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, he was on the Republican side of that and was brought into the Democratic Party. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of great anti-corruption history in Wisconsin. Why are we letting Frankenstein lurch around? Voss is the Frankenstein, Gable's the monster, lurch around, scaring folks, calling into forcing folks out as poll workers and so on because they're afraid, and then giving $7,200 to a civil war guy on the wrong side. Going to a break, line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.